When anxiety freezes your thinking. Why pressure can make your mind feel jammed, noisy, and stuck, and what may help bring it back online. There's a kind of stress that doesn't look dramatic from the outside. You're sitting there, you're technically working, you're answering people, maybe even smiling, but inside, your mind is jammed. You can't think clearly, you can't prioritize. Everything feels harder than it should. Simple decisions start to feel strangely heavy. That's not laziness. That's not weakness. And it's not that you suddenly got less capable. This is what anxiety does to thinking. When the brain senses pressure, even subtle pressure, it shifts how it operates. It starts scanning, preparing, watching, trying to stay ahead of what might go wrong. That kind of state can be useful in a true emergency. It is not very helpful when you're trying to answer emails, solve problems, make decisions, stay present in conversations, or remember what you were doing 5 minutes ago. Instead of feeling open and responsive, your brain becomes tighter and more reactive. That can show up as going blank mid-sentence while you're talking, freezing when you have too many things to do, rereading things without taking them in, feeling mentally flooded in more intense situations, or avoiding decisions altogether. A lot of people think they need to push harder when this happens. Usually, that makes it worse. This is biology, too. When your system shifts into a stress state, your chemistry shifts with it. Cortisol rises as your body prepares to deal with pressure. Glutamate, which drives mental activity, can become elevated and make the brain feel noisy, tense, and overstimulated. At the same time, the kind of smooth, clear signaling that supports focus and fluid thinking becomes harder to access. The result is a mind that feels busy, tense, and stuck all at once. There are also physical factors that can make this state more intense. Low or unstable blood sugar can make anxiety feel sharper. Too much caffeine on too little food can make the brain feel fast but not clear. Poor sleep lowers your tolerance and makes everything feel louder. When your system is in a heightened stress state, certain nutrients are also used more quickly. A few that play a role here include magnesium, which helps regulate the stress response and supports a calmer nervous system. Vitamin C, which is used heavily during periods of stress. B vitamins, which support brain energy and how the system handles pressure. And adequate protein intake, which helps stabilize blood sugar and support clearer mental signaling. When these are off, the system can feel more reactive, and the mental freeze can show up more easily. What this often looks like during the day. It does not always look like panic. Sometimes it looks like forgetting what you were saying mid-sentence, bouncing between tasks and not completing anything, feeling resistance to starting something simple, going blank in more intense or high-pressure moments, or feeling mentally flooded by normal responsibilities. That frozen state is often mistaken for procrastination. A lot of the time, it is overload. A different way to respond. When anxiety freezes your thinking, the answer is usually not more force. It is regulation first. Before trying to perform, bring the system down slightly. That might look like changing your physical position, even briefly, slowing your breathing just enough to interrupt the stress response, shifting your attention to something simple and concrete, reducing input instead of adding more, or giving your brain a moment to reset instead of forcing output. You are not avoiding the work. You are helping your brain come back online. Food plays a role here too. If you want steadier thinking, your chemistry has to be steadier. Start with protein. Start your day with protein, not just sugar or caffeine. This helps create a steadier baseline instead of a quick spike and drop. Watch sugar and large carb swings. Large spikes and crashes can amplify the pattern that feels like anxiety, shakiness, or mental instability. Use caffeine with awareness. It can sharpen things briefly, but in a stressed system, it often turns into tension or mental noise. Keep meals simple and supportive. Foods that digest more steadily tend to support steadier thinking. A simple challenge. Next time your thinking freezes, pause for a moment. Did I fuel my brain in a way that supports stability today? Am I overstimulated or undersupported right now? Is this pressure or is this overload? that small shift in awareness can change how you respond. A few ways to help unfreeze your thinking. If you feel yourself locking up, try narrowing your focus to one small, clear task. Eating something simple with protein and salt. Stepping into a quieter space, even briefly. Letting your eyes and brain rest for a minute. Or resetting before re-engaging instead of pushing through. Small changes can help bring the system back into a workable state. This is not about becoming perfectly calm. It is about recognizing when your system is overloaded and knowing how to bring it back. Because when that pressure eases, thinking comes back. And when thinking comes back, so do you.